Praise the Lord, good morning. Praise God, let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms and let's read Psalm 100. Are you happy to be in the house of God?
Amen.
Amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. You know, you say here, make a joyful noise, the commands of God. Serve the Lord with the gladness. Hallelujah. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. When there is God with the praise, be thankful unto him. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time you give us. Thank you for your presence, your help, and your support. Thank you for all the blessing we have received from you, the salvation, the death of Jesus on the cross to give us eternal life, the hope, the strength, the joy we have in you. Thank you, God. Thank you for our names are written in heaven. Thank you for the gift of prayers. Thank you for answers, prayers. Thank you for progress, miracles, healing. Protection and provision, guidance. Thank you for our families, our spouses, our children, our parents. Thank you for the good health. Thank you for relieving us, providing all our needs, even in spite of all struggles around, but we are well provided. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, God. We magnify. Let us come now to God. Let us confess our sins and our shortcomings. Let's confess our sin. Forgive, Lord. As we confess, Lord, forgive and purify from all unrighteousness. Forgive, O God. Cleanse. Ask God forgiveness, small or big sin. Habitual sin, repent of it. Wrong attitude. Wrong behavior, ask God forgiveness and commit yourself not to do it again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You promise, Lord, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive and he will purify from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord, to cleanse us, purify us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your help. And your support to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's come to God. Let's pray. Let's ask him your needs. Jesus said, come to me. All you are weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. Jesus did not say, go to others. He said, come to me. Okay? We go to Jesus now in the prayers. Any issue you have, any problems, put it in the hand of Jesus. He is more than able to solve it. That's his job. He can comfort you in whatever situation. He can solve your problem. He can provide. Don't give him solution. Give him your problem. Don't be anxious about anything, but in prayer, petitions, thanksgiving, present your request to God. Lord, help me. Tell him, Lord, help me. Heal me if you are sick. Provide for me. If any door closed, tell him, open this door, Lord. Solve this issue. Guide me, Lord. Give me wisdom. Take my hand and lead me out from this problem. Give wisdom, Lord. Provide. In the name of Jesus. And if you know somebody have a problem, you pray for him. Pray for her. Put her and put him in the hand of God. He can. He is able. Lord, help, help, help. Provide. Strengthen in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us and guide us. Strengthen us as we are praying. Heal. Provide the miracles, Lord. Oh God, you are a God who promised that you say, call unto me and I will answer with the great and marvelous things. Ask and you receive, you say. Seek and you will find. Knock the door and it will be open to you. Lord, we are knocking your door. Jesus, help us. We need you in our lives. Lord, we want to testify about your goodness with the answer of prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your help, your mercy, your goodness, and to us we bless you, Jesus. You are a wonderful God. There is no one like you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for all answered prayers. We can see it's coming. All our burden is lifted up. Thank you, Jesus. Pray now. Pray for your job, for your boss, the people with you. Pray for your income. Lord, bless my boss. Bless the company that I am working. Bless the people. Lord, I pray, bless these all companies of my brothers and sisters and working farms, groceries, restaurants, clinic, hospital, school, factory, Lord, transport. Bless all these places so that your people will receive a blessing also from you in the name of Jesus. You help, you provide, you strengthen, O God. We pray that we'll be faithful to bring to you our tithes and offering and first fruit, O God. I pray for those having pending salary, they will receive it. Bless these companies so they will give salaries and all what is due for the workers on time in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God. Pray now. Pray for your family. Pray for, Lord, I pray for each and every family, that every husband to be the head. Pray for wives to do what is right and correct, O God. Lord, we pray that parents will give an instructive word to their children. We pray for your word to be read in every family. We pray for children to be obedient to their parents. In the name of Jesus, obedient to the word of God. I pray for each and every family to shine. I pray for all the single mothers. You help them. Provide for them, O God. You are the husband. You are the provider. You are more than what we need, O God. You can provide, you can help, and we thank and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the people around us, our neighbors, our friends, our colleagues, our relatives, people that we know back home, people that we meet on the media. Let's pray that we can give them the gospel of Jesus, that we can evangelize to them, that we can tell them about Christ. Lord, help us. Out of all this, enable us, Lord, to preach to them the gospel, to tell them about your goodness, that you die on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. We pray as we speak in miracles and wonder to be happen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, empower us with the Holy Ghost to go on and save you and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for ourselves. We commit ourselves, Lord, to preach the gospel. We commit ourselves to reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, gentleness, kindness, self-control, love, peace, joy, long-suffering, patient, perseverance, generosity, gentleness, kindness for people who see Christ in us. And Lord, we pray for this country, UAE, and all the places that your church has placed. Here, all the branches here in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Armenia, Sierra Leone, Malawi, America, Australia, Philippines. We pray in the name of Jesus for your wonderful work to expand more, oh God. Enable us to reach more people, Lord. We pray for all these places. Grant us favor from all governments, authorities, oh God, that we will receive what due for us in whatever office, whatever documentation we need. We trust you, Lord. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will do the needful for us. We will not need of any man, oh God, our eyes on you. Trusting you, Lord, that you will provide, you will help, you will strengthen in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, Abraham said, I raise up my hand that I will not take anything from you, Lord, but I have lifted up my hand to the Most High God that you will provide for me. Lord, you are more than a provider, more than what we need that you will give us in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh God, bless the church. Refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. I pray for more people to receive Holy Spirit baptism. Speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, message of wisdom and knowledge, gift of healing, gift of prophesying, gift of evangelism, gift of pastoring and teaching. Lord, bless your church, O God. Help us to evangelize, O Lord. Help us to spread your word, O God. Bless the vision of the church, multiplication, peace, with implementing the whole will of God. Fulfill it, Lord. Help us to plant more Bible studies and more congregations. I pray, Lord, you bless all the ministries of the church school, the church clinic, the website of the church, the prayer ministry, Lord, the watchman ministry, oh God, the church finances, Lord. We pray for the publication and the translation ministry. Let your name be lifted up and glorified. Oh God, even this day, we commit, Lord, our service and our worship, oh God. I know this worship, oh God. I know this service. Oh Lord, let your name be magnified. I know the songs, the prayers, oh God, the message, the giving, all the items of our worship. Above all, Lord, we want you to touch each and every one of us. We want you to fill us with the Holy Spirit. We want you to heal us. We want you to comfort us and be with us. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Let's worship the Lord. With gladness, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. We praise Him. God will break bondages. Amen. God will heal. God will provide. Thank you, Jesus. Commit your life to Him. Thank you, Lord.
But as you give it. times, O Lord God, we are facing difficulties, but you are there with us, O God. Thank you, Father God, for another day, another week, another month that have come and have passed through our lives. Thank you for the strength that you have given. Thank you above all, O Lord God, for the faith that you have given to each one of us. Truly, Lord God, like the old people, in the olden days, still you are there, O Lord God, protecting and giving victory, O Lord. Even in the days of Elijah, in the days of Moses, in the days of David, you are there, O Lord, and never change. Thank you, our God. We come into this place to worship you and to honor you.
To come.
coming. Yes, O Lord, come soon, O Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, O Lord God, you've been preparing your saints, O Lord, to meet you in the air. Lord, we pray, Father God, that the time that you will come and you will take us with you to the air, O Lord, we are ready and always be ready and prepared, O Lord. Only, Lord, in our lives, and even in this earth, O Lord God, we cannot live without you, and we want to be always with you, O Lord Jesus. Oh, how could I live without you? How could I live? How could I stand? How could I stand the trials and temptations without you, Jesus? Truly, Lord, we confess. We come before you this time. Bless our hearts and reign in our hearts and in our mind, Lord. that you have died on the cross, as it is written, without death of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, there is no forgiveness. Thank you, O Lord Jesus. Thank you that you have redeemed our sins. Thank you that you are there, that you have promised, O Lord, that as we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us. Thank you. Thank you for what you have done on the cross for us. Thank you, O Lord. Yes, you have risen, and you have promised also, Lord, that you will come and you will take us with you. Take us with you, O Lord Jesus. Draw us closer to you. Draw us closer to you. draw us closer to you, Lord. We are also waiting, O Lord, that you're coming, that you will take us alive with you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His name is Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's continue to worship the Lord and serve Him with gladness. Hallelujah. It's time for us to worship the Lord with our giving. Let's bring to the Lord what we do for Him from tithe and offering and first fruit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your support in our life. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you. We adore you. Thank you, Lord, for all our salaries, the income, the bonuses, the part-time that we receive, all kinds of blessings, resources, the good health, the joy and the peace and the gladness. We thank you, God. We bless you, oh God. We bring to you what is due for you, Lord, with gladness, with obedience. Lord, I pray you, look up from heaven and bless my brothers and sisters who obey you, oh God, and pour out so much blessing in their life that they have no place to keep. And rebuke the devourer, and Lord, rebuke pestilence, fine accidents, and plagues, and whatever expenses, rebuke it and sell it. Take it out in the name of Jesus. And I pray you multiply this amount of money and use it, Lord, for your glory. Let your name be lifted up and let your name be magnified. We thank and we praise you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We will continue to study the way to be blessed. Amen. Let's go to the scriptures. We read the Bible so we can understand. Sometimes there's a blessing, but we cannot see the blessing of God. Why? We need to understand what is written in the Bible so we can see the blessing. Matthew chapter 11. And let's read verse 1 to verse 6. Matthew chapter 11, verse 1 to verse 6. And it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the work of Christ, that's John the Baptist. When he had heard the work of Christ, he was in the prison. He sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, hallelujah. And the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Verse 6, what he say? Jesus say, and blessed is he, blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. Let's pray. God, thank you. We praise you, we magnify you, we come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this wonderful time. Bless this time that you give us. Bless your word. Help us, O God, to hear your voice clearly. Guide us with the Holy Spirit and teach us, Lord, more of your ways. Take the message and spread it. Let be a fruit 30 and 60 and 100. Let the purpose of sending this word, that the purpose shall be accomplished and you receive the glory and the honor. I pray for people to be saved, people to be helped, people to have hope. I pray for healing. I pray for workers and servants to be raised up to serve you, Lord. We thank you, God. I pray for a blessing to flow. Even as we are expounding your word, people will understand, will repent, to return to you with all their heart, to fully trust in you, that you are in full control. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. You know, life and circumstances of life never be in or out of troubles. We cannot escape the troubles, trials in lives. It will come on us And you know, Jesus did not promise that we have no problems. In John chapter 16, verse 33, listen to the message and meditate. He said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. In the world you will have tribulation, you will have trials and troubles, suffering, persecution. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Amen. God promised, Jesus promised that in this life while we are living, we will have problems and trials. But He wants us to persevere, to go on, to stand firm. And He will be the one to help us. Amen. When you stand with God and not to give up, not to go back, you know, like, you know, Peter, when he was facing a trial, he denied the Lord. We should not deny the Lord. We should come back to Him. We should be strong, knowing that He will be the one to help us, you know, and we'll be blessed. We'll be blessed through trials. James, Apostle James, he say in James chapter 1, listen to the message, listen to the Word of God, what the Word of God says, James chapter 1, verse 12, he says, Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, that endureth trial. If you endure it, if you pass through it, that's a blessing to you. The trial that God allows in your life, if you endure it, that the trial will be a source of a blessing in your life. Say amen. All of you, all of us have trials, amen. But today God say, if you persevere in it, through this trial I will bless you. Blessed is the man who endure temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that hath loved Him. He will give us the crown of life, eternal life. That is the promise, eternal life that we have in Him. The story today about John the Baptist. John the Baptist, a man who said that he is a cousin of Jesus. He served the Lord, and he preached the gospel. He prepared the way for Jesus, but he rebuked somebody. He rebuked Herod, because Herod was married the wife of his brother, and John told him it is unlawful for you to have her your wife, and he put him in there. Let's read it, Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6 and verse 17 and 18. You know, when you serve God, when you do what is right, you will face the trials. You will face difficulties. You will face hardship. He said, verse 16 and 17, but when Herod heard thereof, he said, It is John whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead. For Herod himself has sent forth and laid hold upon John and bound him in a prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. Because John the Baptist told him, it is not lawful for you to have her. He spoke the truth. He spoke the word of God. Herod got angry to him, what he did to him. He put him in the jail. When we serve the Lord, okay, when we say the truth, people will get angry of us. And that is the way for us to be blessed. The trials that come in our life because we say the truth, we stand on the truth, we do what is right, people will persecute us, people will hate us. But what we will do? We need to continue to go forward and say the truth and do the truth, and we will not do sin. The Bible tells us, the Word of God tells us, in book of 2 Timothy and chapter 3 and verse 12, he say, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." When you live a godly life, you don't like to do sin, you don't like to compromise. When you say no to corruption, you say no to cheating, you say no to compromises, you say no to wickedness, you will be persecuted. People will hate you. That's what happened to John, and they put him in there. They put him in the jail, and he was suffering, he was persecuted. But that is the way for us to be blessed. That is the way for us to be blessed. We should not give up. We should persevere. We should not compromise. We should not flatter people. We should not look after people, you know, to honor us, to help us, to support us, you know. It's not after people. It should be after God. Because the people that you want to please Him, I tell you the truth. If you compromise with the people, the same people, God will use them to put you down. Luke chapter 6, we can see the blessing of the Lord. Where is the blessing of God? The blessing of God when you say the truth, when you don't tell lies, when you don't compromise, when you don't flatter. Luke chapter 6 and verse 22 and verse 23 is say, blessed are ye when men shall hate you. Blessed are ye when people hate you. God bless you. Okay? That's the blessing of God. Not the people. Or, you know when they say, you are very good, you are very good, all the people, it means that you are compromising, you are not telling the truth. Blessed are the people that hate you. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast you out, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man, say, because of Jesus, they speak bad unto you. Rejoice, he said, rejoice ye in that day. If you have done the right thing and people speak bad, separate you, persecute you, rejoice in that day. And live for joy, behold, for your reward is great in heaven. God promised us when people persecute us and hate us, great is our reward in heaven. Great is your reward in heaven, for in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. The prophets before us, they did with them the same these things. They persecuted them, they spoke bad and evil against them. But here the Lord promised, here rejoice and be glad, live for joy, because great is your reward in the heaven. And here we find that John the Baptist was persecuted. And when he was in jail, when he was in a prison, he heard about Jesus. He heard the miracle that Jesus did, and he started to preach the gospel. And John the Baptist, he is the one who baptized Christ, and he is the one who prepared the way for him. But now he is in jail. You get the point? You have done the right things. You know, certain time you are doing the very right things. And then you find such catastrophe in your life. In verse 2, Matthew 11, verse 2, he said, now when John heard in the prison the work of Jesus, he sent two of his disciples. You know, when you hear about it, that Jesus is doing miracles, doing that, and he's in jail. And he's in that situation. And I am in this situation, and you are in this situation. And you know, coming to his mind, Lord, listen to this, how about me? Lord, how about me? You know, when you hear the work of Jesus, and Jesus is doing miracles, and you are suffering, and you have trials, you think about yourself. This comes to your mind, Lord, how about? How about me, Lord? Why Jesus is not moving to help me? Why I'm in this scenario? Why I'm in this situation? Why like that? I tell you, certain scenarios and situations, this is the blessing of God in your life. Listen to this. For each and every one of us, God has a certain plan and scenario. We have to go through it. We have to go through the narrow way and the narrow gate that will end up into eternity. We need to persevere in that narrow way. You know, John the Baptist, he did the very right things, but the situation that he was in, he was discouraged. He did not take it in a positive way. He takes it as a failure. Somebody in jail, I'm a failure. But that's not. That is not. Sometimes you are looking to your situation in this. No, you are not a failure. You are doing the very thing that God wants you to do. You need to persevere to the end. You need to persevere to the end. We cannot change the scenario. But we have to go through it. And when we go through it, God is going to help us. Don't take it negatively as John the Baptist. Don't take it as a failure. Take it as a trial and you are a blessing. And God is with you to take you out of it. And verse 3, Matthew 11, 3. And said unto him, he sent two disciples to John, to Jesus, to tell him, I'm in a prison, you know. At least he would do something to me. Why Jesus not moving on my behalf? You are blessed. The trial that you are in is a blessing to you. You go through it. You go through it. That the same trial will God will bless you through. And said unto him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? They are asking him, they ask Jesus, are you the one that we are waiting, or we have to look for somebody else? You know, John was telling to him, the message that John sent to him is that, Lord, I serve you. Lord, I preach your word. Lord, I have done what is right and what is correct. But Lord, why I am like that? Why I am suffering? Why I am in jail? Why I have preached the right thing? Why this is the outcome in my life? Lord, are you the one? Are you the one, or I have to go to somebody else? That's what he is saying to the Lord. And that is certain time we are in that situation. John, he cannot take it. Have you got the point here? A certain time, you might be in that place, I cannot take it anymore. He could not accept that he served God. He did the right things. He preached the right word. He rebuked, he wrote. And now this is the end of Lord. I cannot take it. Are you the one? Or I need to look to somebody else? What is courage? But hear the message here. You understand where you are now? God wants to encourage you today. The message today is you are in the right place. You are in the right scenario. God is with you. But you need to go through it. Blessed is the man that endures trial. And when he is done, he has the crown of life. Until the Lord will come, we will persevere. Why? Why the Lord is, I am in jail and no movement. In James chapter 1, and verse, what is the purpose of these trials? Why God allow trial? The testing of your faith develop perseverance. God wants to perfect you. God wants to bring you to the right way. This is the right way of life. Suffering for Christ until he comes. James 1 verse 2 to 4, he say, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patient. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. The testing of your faith, the trying of your faith, trials and the situation that God put you in to test your faith, and also to test your love to God. Are you truly loving God? or no. How this will be proved? Will be proved by trials. And that's where here the blessing of God in our life. In Matthew chapter 5, we will read another blessing. Blessed is he. Matthew chapter 5, verse 10 to 12, he says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. When you are doing right and you are persecuted, blessed. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, they speak bad about you, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake, when they speak lies about you, because you stand firm, you don't like to condone their wrongdoing and their evil things. He said, rejoice and exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Amen. Great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before them. So here, as we are now assured, we are in the right place, we need to go forward. Yeah, we need to go forward, not to go backward. And what we need to do? We need to continue to do the right things. Galatians chapter 6. Yes, the message for you. Listen and do, listen and obey, listen and apply. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, he says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us continue to do right. For in a due season we shall reap if we faint not. If you will not give up, we will reap the good things. As we have therefore the opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And let's read also 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4. We learn from the scriptures. And verse 14 to 16. The scripture, the word of God teaches us. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, if they speak about you bad because the name of Jesus, happy are ye, blessed are ye. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Because you are Christian, they speak bad against you. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of glory is on you when you do the right things. Verse 15, but let none of you, listen to this, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matter. Here, we should not suffer because we are doing sin. If you are suffering because you are doing sin, that is due for you. But if you suffer because you are doing right, you are blessed. Amen? So what we learn here, we not to do sin, but we will do right. Even if you suffer for doing right, I will continue to do right because that is the way that God want me. God was confirming to John the Baptist, you continue in this way. Even if you are in jail, you don't change the word of God. Continue persevere. Even unto you, all of us here today, if we are seeing, if we are doing the right things, we need to continue in that way. In verse 16, yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Amen. If we suffer because we are Christian, because we follow Christ, because we do His will, we should not be ashamed, but we need to persevere. Again, we should not be looking for people appreciation. We don't need to look for people to honor us. We don't need to look for people to come and appreciate us. Read Luke 6. Luke chapter 6. And let's learn from what Jesus say. Luke 6 and 26. He say, woe unto you. Not a blessing. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you. For so did their father to the false prophets. If everyone they say about you are good and good and good, it means that you are not telling the truth. You are compromising. Because that is how their father treated the false prophet who speak good things about them. Don't trust man. Don't trust the man. And don't fear man. Book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 25. Proverbs 29, verse 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare. Don't be afraid of people. If you are doing right, don't be afraid of people. Continue to do right. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. When you trust God, you will be safe, but when you trust man, you will be snared by their evil doing. You know, certain people, you care for them, you love them, you pamper them. You know why? Because you think that when there's a problem, they are the one to help you. I tell you, they are the one to put you down. Learn. I am teaching you. Obey God. Trust God only. Do what is right. Continue to do what is right. Don't do evil. I tell you, no one can bless you except He. No one can help you except He. No one can heal you except He. And don't trust anyone but He. Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. Jeremiah. Jeremiah, have a good teaching. Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17. And verse 5, thus saith the Lord. What God said, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, He said, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. He said, cursed, the man who put his trust on people, on the friends. People, famous people, rich people. He said, cursed. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. When you put your trust in man, that's the result. Verse 7, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. The blessing here, when we trust in God, the blessing will come. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of a drought, neither shall cease from yielding food. That is here the blessing of the Lord to those who continue to trust in Him. And that's why Jesus comforted John the Baptist. Go back to John 11. John 11, and let's see how the Lord helped John the Baptist with the message that He sent him. Matthew 11, verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. Let them go and tell John all what you saw, the miracles, healing, what you hear, what you see. You go and show him, go and tell him, because he's the one who preached. That is the message to comfort John, to tell him that you have started the work you are doing, you have done the ministry, what you have done is correct, what you have done it is right. You need to continue in it. Don't be discouraged. He confirmed to him that is what he have done, the right things. What he said to them, the blind receives their sight. You go and tell him the blind receive their sight. And the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel you preach to them. He told him, go and comfort John, confirm to him that what he started, now the Lord is doing it. He prepared the way for Jesus. Jesus is doing the ministry now. So he is in the right place where he should not be discouraged. He should not be upset. I am there. One, he does not need to go to other person and seek for other help. Amen. The same for us today. As we now come to know the way, the truth, we have difficulties. What is the solution? We continue. And the last verse, what the Lord spoke to send to John, he said, and blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. You know, what the meaning of it here? We'll be blessed if you will not be offended in him. The word offended, skandalizo, in Hebrew, in Greek, it means not to stumble, not to discourage, not to feel ill or bad toward Christ because the situation that you are in. Don't let others see you are discouraged and you are going backward and they are also discouraged. That is the meaning. He said, blessed is the man that does not offend in me. God does not want us to shrink and go back and we have indignation, we have disappointment, we are discouraged and we are upset about the Lord. God does not want this inside us, but to take it gladly and go forward. He spoke about John. Let's see that when they left, when he sent the message to them, after that he spoke to his disciples about John. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitude concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? He started to speak good things about John because John done the right things. You know, if he is ended up in jail and he was beheaded, that's not a failure. That's not a failure because the greatness is his reward in heaven. Don't take it negatively, your trials. Take it in a positive way, so that you can see the blessing of God in your life. But when went he out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment. Behold, that they were soft clothing are in king's house. But what he went he out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. He starts to speak about John being a prophet. He was a great prophet. He spoke about his simple life. God wants us to live a simple life. God wants us to live the style of life that he had ordained for us. To continue in the scenario, to continue where we are doing now well. For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. He's speaking good things about John the Baptist, what he did. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of woman, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. John the Baptist was one of he is the greatest prophet that's been born of woman, but we who are in the kingdom of God, the least of us is greater than he. So what we understand here? We understand the great responsibility that God had laid on us today to continue the way. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and violence taken by force. Hear the violence, hear the attack of the devil, the work of Satan against the church and against us. We have to persevere it. Even Jesus spoke about it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John, and if you will receive it, this is Elijah which was to come. He that has ear to hear, let him hear. Jesus spoke great things about John the Baptist, and he sent him the message. And the message even today, my brothers and sisters, to encourage us, to let us continue in the way. You know Job? Job, he said a very nice word. Job chapter 13, and he make a commitment. Yeah? We need to make commitment, yeah? Make commitment not to be discouraged. Make commitment to continue to say the truth. Make commitment to continue to be a good example for your children, for the disciples, the people around you. Make commitment. Job make commitment. Job 13 verse 15. He says, though he slay me, even if he slaughter me, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. What he meant to say here, even if God will slay me, I will trust in him, I will continue to serve him. Now, let's stand in his presence. Let's make commitment. If you are discouraged today, if you cannot take it, come to Jesus. John the Baptist came, opened his heart, he understood, and he persevered. God is calling you. God wants you to live your life to him. I tell you, I can see very clearly the scenario that God had ordained. You are in the right place. You are in the right plan. But continue. Continue to do right. Continue to do what's correct. Continue to persevere. Continue to believe. Continue to trust God. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the plan that you have for me, for your help and your support, for your guidance. Oh God, here today I give my life to you. I commit myself not to be discouraged, not to be offended in you, so others, my children and disciples, will not stumble. I will continue to serve you, O God. I will continue to do what is right. I will continue to stand on your word. Thank you, Jesus. I bless your holy name. Lord, bless my brothers and sisters. Help them, O God, to persevere. Help us to go on and preach the gospel, evangelize, helping others. I pray for miracles, healing, people healed, people raised from death. Blind can see, lame can walk, deaf can hear, mute can speak. Oh God, deliver us, will be healed. We thank you, God. We commit ourselves to serve you, Lord. Whatever the cause, we trust you, oh God. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Come to the Lord and serve him.
I lay him down before you.
Everything.
And take us. Thank you, God. Take your word and surprise you, God, to bless us. Enlarge our territory, God, that you have with us. Keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Yeah.